I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. Coming up a little later, Sarah Graham of St. Louis Dish Crawl has a preview of this weekend's Battle Dish event in the Central West End. It's a food and drink competition between St. Louis chefs. The International Photography Hall of Fame and Museum officially opens today in Grand Center. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman has been covering the story, and she joins us now. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
In fact, you took a walkthrough.
I did recently. I did.
Well, international. So is this museum as, I guess, unique and exclusive as that name would imply?
You know, they have 71 inductees into their Hall of Fame, and they're really from all over the world. Photography innovators, great photographers, and they have a ton of early photography equipment, and some of that comes from, you know, far across the globe. What was really interesting to me was the executive director, John Nagel, was talking about eventually they really hope to have satellites in other countries. He mentioned maybe China, maybe France.
Satellite museums.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, they definitely are international in their scope.
Interesting. Well, the museum had been for a long time located in Oklahoma City, and the executive director you just mentioned, as far as I know, was one of the big proponents of moving this facility to St. Louis. So I'm wondering, why leave Oklahoma City, if you know that, and why St. Louis?
Well, I think with Oklahoma City, what had happened is they were part of a science museum, and that museum took more of a technological turn, and so they didn't really feel like they fit as much there. John Nagel is a photographer and teacher from this area and was on the board at the time of the IPHF, and just really, you know, he said to me that this area has 14, St. Louis has 14 colleges and universities that have photography programs, and they really see their mission as educating people as well. So they saw it as just a really a good combination. Plus, a huge camera club in St. Louis and right. Lots of cultural institutions that have great photography.
And University of Missouri St. Louis is one of those
right.
that has that program. I might mention that. Well, I assume, and we're talking about the International Photography Hall of Fame and Museum, which opens today, I assume they're going to have a permanent collection and I guess probably special exhibitions that will come and go.
Yes.
What do you know about that?
They have 30,000 images in their collection, which is incredible to me. That's and they move them all from Oklahoma City to St. Louis. And those won't be on permanent display. They'll, of course, rotate those. Like right now, famous images, Ansel Adams, Moonrise, Hernandez, New Mexico is up. There's a really great portrait of Churchill that's up that was taken by Yusef Karsh, another famous photographer. And those will be on display for a short period of time, and then they'll bring up new stuff. But, yeah, new exhibits
right.
as well.
I don't think it's a huge space as far as huge spaces go. So with 30,000 items.
Right. They can't have them all on display at once.
Right. So, well, you were there. You took a walk through. In addition to images, you mentioned some particular photographs, cameras, old pieces of equipment.
Oh, yeah.
What did you see?
Yeah, they had some incredibly old cameras that were huge. I mean, I just sort of, you know, I did a story on this and sort of talked about it in terms of it looked like furniture to me. And, you know, John was able to explain exactly what, you know, the different camera equipment was. So it's really, it's for someone who's a camera buff, it'd be really interesting to go through.
And is there a chance there to really, like, learn the history of photography? I tried to look up a little bit on the internet before I talked to you, Maria, and I learned a few things I didn't know. It went back a lot farther than I thought, for
right,
one thing.
Right. Yeah, I think absolutely. Their displays are really meant to kind of encapsulate different sort of eras of photography.
Anything on exhibit right now?
Sure. Yeah, they have what they're calling the past, present, and future of nature photography. And it includes one of their Hall of Fame inductees, Peter Dombrowski, who was Latvian-born but moved to Tasmania, I think, as a young person, and really focused on ecological photography. And so some really beautiful photographs of that area. Right now, they also have Missouri Conservation Department employee, Napadol Pathong is his name. And he does beautiful photography for a magazine called the Missouri Conservationist that is a free magazine that people in Missouri, many, many people get, and some really gorgeous photographs in there that he takes. And then in terms of the future, they have lots of students' work some scholarship students from North America Nature Photography's Association, and then as well as a National Geographic grant program.
Well, it's a nice addition to Grand Center. Where exactly are they located?
They are at 3415 Olive Street. That is right above Triumph Grill and right down the street from the Modo Museum.
Right. There's a new mural right around there, too. Uh-huh. People might have noticed.
Right. Yeah. So it's a nice addition, and you know, if people want to grab lunch and then go see photography or vice versa, it's a good place.
Well, you did a story on this that just recently aired, but we can find that on our website, I assume?
Yes, it will be there.
So just go to stlpublicradio.org. And before we go, I just want to date myself. I remember when I ditched my first Brownie camera because I got a Polaroid on a certain Christmas in the mid-60s, and you probably don't even know what I'm talking about, right?
No, well, I do. I mean, I was talking about when I was in college, I learned how to develop film and work in a dark room, and that's ancient history now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, my first Polaroid only took black and white photographs, so boy, those were the days. The International Photography Hall of Fame and Museum opens today. Maria Altman, thanks for filling us in.
Thank you.
And today, as part of First Fridays in Grand Center, admission to the new museum is free until 9 p.m.